We trained very hard, and all the players stuck together very, you know, for the whole season. The last couple of weeks, kind of everybody pulled together, great too. All the boys away at college got back, and it was a big team effort at the end of the day. Now, it is a long season, and I suppose we're just saying, like, it leaves it easier probably to me to talk out early next year for training, you know, if you do come back with a bit of silverware at the end of the year. And as Eamon Doherty said to all the boys that started before the game, it is the second biggest competition in Donegal, and no man's going to turn the nose up at league, and definitely not the older fellas anyway.
Absolutely,
because you know they realise how hard the league is to win. And Eamon just put it to everybody in the dressing before the game that just go out, boys, and bust yourself for the day, because you know you might never see another league.
A lot of controversy, obviously, about the way the league was structured in terms of you having to play a final, despite the fact that Ardra won it clearly by 4 points. And then we had the whole situation with the relegation playoffs as well. Is it something that needs to be looked at, Damien, generally? Because starting a campaign on the 22nd of March and finishing it just a week before Christmas, there would appear to be something not right about that.
Definitely. Whatever about the semi-final and final, that's one thing. That's been happening for the last couple of years, you know what I mean? And, you know, probably maybe it's working okay, like, too, because it keeps everybody interested. But the main thing is with the 13 weeks in the middle of summer, we went without no game, you know?
Yeah.
That's the main talking point. Like, it's kind of a scandalous, really, to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, different players are training the whole time, and no games coming up, and it's very hard for trainers to structure training around that, do you know what I mean? And trying to peak at different times of the year is impossible, because nobody knows when challenger games are on or not there, right? Games have to go ahead, you know, it's not right.
Let's just reflect then. You went out of the championship after the replay against Neve Connell, you know, your oldest and closest rivals there, Damien. Was it difficult then to keep the players focused for the league, or did the league then become the most important thing?
Well, the league became definitely the most important thing after that, because we're sitting in a place where and you're sitting in it for the rest of the season, really, that you could go down.
Yeah.
If you lost one game, if you won one game, you went top, and if you lost, you could be sitting in a relegation battle. You know, it's wild to think that we won the league, say on around 20 points about there, and Unions were in a semi final on 19 or 18.
Yeah.
And then Glenty said we're in a relegation battle on 17.
I know. Yeah.
You know, it's. That kind of thing has to be but looked at, you know. That was wild, that.
Absolutely. Let's just reflect back on the game. And is it simplifying it too much to say that the couple of minutes before half time really decided the game last night, Damien?
Probably. Funny, somebody asked that to me last night too. I said it probably maybe was the one of it. That 1-2 we scored just before after Seniors came back to level it. And then, looking up, we went up and got, I think we got 1-2 then just before the half-time whistle.
That's right.
And that probably left a cushion then too, you know, and maybe put doubts then, you know, if you're going to level at half-time and Seniors were on the way up, it'll be a different situation after half-time. But, you know, we were going in, we were coming out with that bit of a cushion, and we knew that if we held the heads, maybe, you know, because it wasn't easy scoring last night either, you know.